Commentator Mickey Edwards says even though the San Diego convention was carefully orchestrated, it was still a great story.
All those television reporters who spent the past week complaining that there was no news at the Republican convention are a lot like somebody who goes out on a golf course and complains about not catching any fish. Ever since we started selecting presidential candidates in primaries, there's been no such thing as a nominating convention. Conventions, Republican or Democrat, are designed to make a sales pitch to the American people, to let them see and hear from the candidates and parties who are asking for their votes. Today's conventions are not designed to make news. They're designed to avoid making news, or at least to avoid the confrontations and squabbles that so often pass for news. This, of course, raises a question about why the conventions are on television in the first place. And it raises a question about what is and is not news. Political conventions are not about why Republicans sometimes disagree with each other or why Democrats do, but about what message and promise they are collectively offering the American people. For the next 3 months, almost every word spoken by Bob Dole or Bill Clinton will reach the voters through the filter of a reporter's time constraints. Even the best reporter will have only the time or space to give the voters a brief glimpse of a tiny part of a candidate's message. But democracy depends on information, on the voters having a chance to size up the candidates for themselves. Today's conventions are the equivalent of the old-time political rally, a place where voters can gather to hear candidates and their friends tell why they should be given the public's trust. Sure, the picture may be misleading. Candidates will pack the halls with their friends, make themselves sound like saints, and promise to be the next George Washington. But voters aren't dummies. They'll watch and listen. They'll determine that a speech is hokey, or a candidate can't deliver what he or she has promised. They'll spot the contradictions and the inconsistencies, but they will have a chance to observe and make their own judgments. Bob Dole was wrong. The elitists are not in the White House. They're the few members of the press corps who saw no reason to let the voters hear these modern rallies and make up their own minds. Soon the Democrats will hold their convention. Like the Republicans, they will hide their flaws and concentrate on the message they want us to hear. And the press should let us listen. The reason the press should be at the conventions is the same reason foreign observers go to them. Not to revel in conflict and name-calling, but to see self-government at work. It may not be man bites dog, but it's the real news of democracy.
Mickey Edwards is a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, and he comes to us with help from member station WGBH.